To pause the recording.
We are a quorum without Tatiana being here, but we will go through that in with the.
I'm just checking.
Yes, we do.
Thank you very much.
No, no, of course. We do because we have, it's half plus one. So there's five of you here. Thank you all for coming. I know it's not easy. And I probably should have reminded you that there are security checkpoints downstairs and not to bring any arms or little pocket knives or pepper spray.
Chris was the only one who had to go.
Credit cards.
I think it was this funny clip.
He was not the only one.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, I watched Chris.
Did you have to go?
Oh,
no, Catherine had to. She had something in her bag that she was.
This was the last time I came in. I was more tuned in this time.
Oh, very good. Very last good. Time she was here. So that's right. That's okay. Right.
Listen, you were smooth sailing this time.
Yeah, no, I was smooth.
Just glad I got here early. That's all.
All right.
Can I call the meeting?
Yes, you please. May. Yes, please.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. And thank you again for attending today, virtually and in person. Welcome. The meeting is called to order. Today we're going to have some fun.
We are,
yes, we are. And we today we also have general public coming in.
Yes.
And members from the art and public places as well. Okay.
So Ashley, if you could, do I need to read that other portion though?
We can start that later. We can have Ashley go through the hybrid virtual in person while we wait for Judge Salvador to get here. Maybe that will be a good way of doing it today.
Ashley, if you would read the meeting requirements, I'll take attendance.
Sure thing. Okay, meeting instructions. The agenda and meeting materials for this meeting can be found and downloaded from the Art Selection Panel meeting webpage by going to culturalcouncil.org/transparency under panel meetings. Individuals who experience difficulty accessing the meeting or who experience technical difficulties during the meeting should contact myself, Ashley Wolf, at 904-962-6201 for assistance. In the event multiple people have technical difficulties that preclude them from attending or accessing the meeting will be recessed or postponed until the technical issues can be remedied. When the meeting has concluded, the recorded version may be accessed at culturalcouncil.org/transparency under panel minutes. The Cultural Council staff will control muting and unmuting of your microphones. In regard to raising your hand to be recognized, you can virtually raise your hand by accessing the side panel. Cultural Council staff will assist with calling on participants and will put your hand down once you have been recognized. This meeting is being recorded and minutes are being taken. Therefore, any individual who speaks during the meeting should do so clearly and slowly to ensure that they are heard and understood for recording purposes and by other participants and attendees. While Cultural Council staff will control muting or unmuting of microphones, participants shall also make sure to keep their microphones on mute at all times when not speaking. Cultural Council staff will have the capability to mute any microphone that is transmitting sound or causes feedback or echoes or is otherwise disruptive to the meeting. Each person must wait to be recognized by the meeting chair or staff before speaking. If people attempt to speak out of turn, talk over others, or are otherwise disruptive to the meeting, they may be removed from the meeting. Each time an individual speaks during the meeting, they must provide their first and last name to ensure those dialing in can identify the speaker. Members of the public and staff must state their first and last name at the time they make initial comment. Members of the public and staff speaking more than once only need to state their first and last name prior to making additional comments. For all art selection panel meetings, the public comment period occurs at the end of the agenda. All public comments should pertain only to items on the agenda and are limited to 3 minutes in duration. The agenda and associated materials can be accessed via the Art Selection Panel meeting webpage by going to culturalcouncil.org/transparency under meeting panels. Members of the public may submit their comments by email in advance of the meeting or may log in, dial in to the meeting to speak during the public comment portion of the meeting. Individuals who are unable to access the meeting or wish to submit their comments in advance may do so by submitting their comments via email to Hilda Atedke at hilda@culturalcouncil.org. Public comments submitted by email must be received no later than 10:30 on the day of the meeting. Public comments submitted by email will be read into the record during the public comment portion of the meeting. Individuals attending the meeting by computer or telephone will be given the opportunity to comment one at a time and in an orderly fashion upon recognition by the meeting host or chair. All public comments will be given equal consideration regardless of the manner in which they were submitted. Lastly, votes. Votes will be taken by roll call. The meeting chair will announce the name of each voting member of the panel, who will clearly announce their vote for the record so that all participants and attendees can hear their vote. This concludes the opening statement and meeting instructions. Thank you.
It is there. I was on.
Sorry, my head was in the way, bro.
Thank you, Ashley.
Now at this time, I will take attendance and then we'll confirm quorum. My name is Kimberly Kim. I'm here.
And you have all of the names here.
Yes.
Oh, there, right there.
Chris Fly.
Present.
Catelyn Doherty.
Present.
Bryant Rollins. Gotta unmute. Thank you. Anne-Marie Knight.
Present.
Judge Hudson.
Present.
Thank you. Lori Borer.
Here.
Thank you. Teresa Eisner.
She's on the phone.
She appears to be present.
She's driving.
Yeah, she's driving. Okay. She's on the phone.
And so, yeah. Judge Salvador hasn't made it yet, so we'll circle back around her.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa. We see you.
All right. We do have quorum today.
Okay.
Kim, just so you know, Teresa did mention we have her muted. Hold up. We can unmute Teresa. And okay. She mentioned that she will raise her hand whenever she has a question.
Gotcha.
Because she's multitasking.
I don't have a microphone for her, so I don't know. Maybe here.
Let me ask Ashley. Handler.
Teresa, see, there's no microphone, so there isn't one.
I'll text her.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. And at this time, please state any conflicts of interest or the appearance of conflict of interest with any of the applicants. There's none. Any discussion with the applicants between the release of the call to artists and the ASP meeting today? No. And any discussion of the art selection outside of the publicly noticed meetings? And just a reminder that any discussions are prohibited by the state of New Sunshine law. All right, today, if you aren't aware already, today we'll be discussing the final presentations, as well as providing our scores for the applicants. Any comments or anything? Basically, we're going to go through.
Would you like me to share this on the screen?
Oh, sure.
The little review of what we've seen.
Yeah, and then we can get
I think it's helpful. I will.
I would suggest that, I guess, a nice review for all of them.
Many times. Oh. Here, this one. File. Review. Present. Can everybody see the screen?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, this is just a quick review of what we've seen for the three presentations. Here's the complete art selection panel and the advisory group that has been assisting us through the process. We received the three finalists, one of them, and I'm doing them in the order that they presented their proposals. This is Walter Hood, Empty Plinths with Two Totems.
As we step through this, do you want to use this as an opportunity for discussion about the works?
Oh, sure, individually.
Yeah, as sort of thoughts.
We don't have to wait.
But we see if we can talk through it.
As you recall, the proposal of the archway with the empty plinths and then having the two totems with the La Vela and Jacksonville. Here's, the second presentation was by Matt Niebuhr and David Dahlquist. It's called Connections, Human Nature. Again, just to remind you that this is based on the estuary of the St. John's River. And then the last presentation was by Cliff Garten, and it's called These Truths, Voices of Jacksonville, with the sculptural ribbons that had the words written by local artists. I'm gonna stop there. That was just a,
This is Kimberly Kemp. I wanted to find out if there's a way on that first one, on the empty plinths with two totems, was there a marker of some sort to show us what the first phase was? Basically, I know we were voting on the entire thing, but.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have it, and I couldn't find exactly one that showed that.
They did not submit one that showed that exactly in the presentation, but so you're talking about phase two, Kimberly?
Phase one.
So just phase one are the two totems.
Okay.
Period.
That was
no plinths.
No plinths.
And the libella.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That is it.
All right. Anyone wanted to discuss anything about this first?
Hello, Judge Stadler. Thank you. If you can, mind, they have all the paperwork. You can sit anyway. All right.
Yeah. So I have a question.
Sure.
Is it your thought that since we saw them and discussed them individually after the presentations, is the point of this discussion to have the comparative conversation? Or do you want us to go back and discuss each one individually if, like, somebody wants to talk about the merits of a particular presentation? What's your goal?
Personally, for me, I'm open to the discussion if you all have something that maybe you would like to say in terms of assisting with scoring. Some may be on the fence in terms of how they feel about one project over the other, but
especially since Judge Salvador has not been able to be in some of our meetings, for us to just step through and perhaps each person talk about how they feel about each presentation. If you want to do a roundtable approach, one or two sentences or more. For the level of this project being the largest public art project ever delivered in the history of this community, I want to make sure that we're extremely thorough. Next week, this process will be voted and confirmed by the Art and Public Places Committee, followed by the press conference with the mayor on June 1st to announce the winner. So whatever you all feel like allows us to step through these processes and know that we've made a decision that is extremely sound and recognized.
The other thing that this will serve you to do is that because we have one for each artist on proposal, you can go through all these points with each one of them and maybe then decide. If you want to do the points now, you can, but at least that helps you go through the different questions that we need to evaluate. Yes, Kathleen.
Following up on Laurie's question, and also mindful of the duration of the meeting and the meeting, that's right. The various meetings that have got us here, which are all public meetings, I suggest that for each one, we would give the opportunity for anyone to make discussion points or raise issues, and for each one, and that it's more of a comparative conversation that's a worthwhile one at this juncture.
I agree.
So let's land on Walter Hood's submission and open it for discussion.
All right, I'm going to start off. And what is the mandate on the mask? If everybody felt comfortable, we can or keep them on. Is there any?
The mandate on the mask is that you do not have to wear them. Your prerogative. The only place that you would have to wear a mask in the courthouse is in a courtroom.
Okay.
So.
Is anyone vaccinated?
Yes.
They don't mind me asking.
Yes.
Okay.
Vaccinated, so.
I'm taking mine off. That solves it.
I just wanted to.
I could, great start.
I mean, I like all getting right. As much of this as I can, but
So we're going to step through these and talk about each one open forum. We will take copious notes so that when we present to the Art and Public Places Committee your process next week, that it's chronicled, and you have the floor.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and open it up because Walter has been, I've been a fan of Walter Hood for a number of years. I've followed him through his career, obviously as a fellow landscape architect and sculptor and artist. His work is profound and he's done some incredible work throughout our country, actually. When I looked at his work, I felt somewhat, it didn't quite get there. It was the lead up was good. I love the concept, the totems, the relationship to the adjacency of neighborhoods and so forth was there. So I literally had question marks as the rest of the presentations unfolded, and then I'd have a better comparison. But I also know that he's connected with other work within our area. And I said, you know, maybe we can just roll this in and really get some good economy of scale with some of the work he's currently in, because he knows the neighborhoods and he knows the communities. He knows, I feel the sense of personality with the community as well. The but factor is, didn't quite get it with, I think, the level of impact. Initially, certainly we all know that there's going to be budget constraints and things of that sort. I just felt that there was a little shortness of approach and solution on where I was. So I felt a little that emptiness, that design emptiness from my personal perspective. So anyway, I wanted to lead with that. And also end it on the fact that Walter is an amazing individual, amazing designer, and I have the utmost respect, certainly, for what he does. And I just felt, doggone it, you didn't quite get there.
I would agree with you. I really love the design of Lift Every Voice and Sing Park.
Yes.
That they have done. I felt, particularly when you take into account the phasing here.
Right? Yes.
So the part that really... kind of had that creative spark were the plinths and the capability of what you did with them, but they're not phase one.
Right.
And without them, I felt like it just didn't get me there. So it was, as a result, not my top choice for that.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think we're agreed. And let me just say, while I was not able to attend the meetings, I have watched all the video presentations. I've listened to all the Q&A that everyone did. And I'm happy to report, as a non-artist person, but as a resident of this building, I agree with that, especially the phased in approach and just the empty plinths. I would have to agree. Now, it was not my top choice either.
The need for programming those plinths, I feel like, is an X factor. In addition, what's lovely is Lift Every Voice and Sing Park is absolutely extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So we'll be touched by Walter.
Yes.
Programming the plinths is the X factor, but it's the most glorious X factor as far as I was concerned. And the fact that that may not be able to happen for so very long really did have impact. But to follow up on what Chris said, I actually was in New York 10 days ago, and I was at MoMA. And there is an extraordinary exhibition in MoMA that I came across by chance, and here was an extraordinary installation by Walter Hood Design. And I was really reminded and excited that the fact that Jacksonville is working with an artist of a national, international significance at every Voice of Sing Park, Lift Every Voice of Sing Park.
Yes.
That is to be reminded and celebrated.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have to echo Kimberly, Kim. I would have to echo what you're all saying. I was looking forward to a little more, but yeah, it wasn't my top choice either. But it was a nice effort.
I share the views already expressed, and although I appreciated the words that were chosen, I don't know that. For me, they were the best choice in front of our courthouse. They related to the area and the community, but maybe not the building itself and what happens in that space. And I felt like a little more relation to that would have captured the design goal a little bit more.
I agree. I had a little bit of the same thought with the totems.
Yeah, I won't be redundant, but I'm in agreement. It didn't take it from me. I'm a non-artist as well. So I'm happy to be sitting next to you. So I was looking for, how's that community engagement? How am I going to feel? Or how are guests coming to our city? How will they feel when they pass or engage on that lawn? I just didn't feel it, unfortunately.
Brian Rawlings also has some stand up. Yes, Brian?
Yes, I'm in agreement with what I'm hearing. I had the same sense. I really appreciate what Walter is doing over at Lift Every Voice and Park, and his national reputation and the quality of his work and all of that. And so I was in a sense predisposed to be very positive about his presentation, and it was a bit of a letdown when I actually saw what was presented. And so I guess I'm in agreement with what I'm hearing. He was the first presentation, and it was, I was impressed by it. But as we went through the other two, in relationship to what he presented, my disappointment in what he finally presented grew a bit. So I'll also say that I initially loved the idea of the villa and Jacksonville being presented and the geographic context and the window concept and all of that. When I look back on it, the literalness of those structures was just seemed to me to be not quite it. You know, something a bit more abstract, something a bit more, I don't know, something with more, something in it would have been preferable just on the basis of that piece of it. But I'm in accord, I think, with what I'm hearing so far that, so let me just stop there.
Thank you.
So Kimberly, if you're ready, we'll move on to the RDG studio.
Does someone else want to start, or do you want to just go in the same order?
Okay.
Brian, I almost feel as if I want to start with you on this one, you know, but whatever. I can certainly jump in.
Jump in.
All right, Chris Flagg. About a year ago, we had a charrette a group of the creative groups within Jacksonville got together and put together a plan. And ironically, this plan was very similar to one of the solutions that came out of that charrette. Again, as a landscape architect, I looked at the opportunity of organic spaces and plant material and the sensitivity of the space related to the Florida ecology, the art pads that would celebrate sculptural components within the framework of the plan. And I was impressed with the approach. My but factor was, I felt, and I asked a question during the presentation, I brought up the word courage, because I thought for a civic space, there was not enough attention given to what that space can ultimately stand for and represent. I would love to see this sort of approach at the landing site, at one of our riverfront sites, at one of our park sites. And I think it would certainly hold some volume related to its creative opportunity. The but factor, yet again, I just didn't feel it was appropriate. I thought the presentation was excellent. I thought the team was excellent. They were very knowledgeable, but I think the swing they took, which I commend them for, just wasn't the swing we needed. Again, my own opinion, but I there was a lot about this I love. I just sort of said, man, I wish that was at another site. So I just felt that it just wasn't as appropriate as it could have been as a civic space, really a destination civic space. All right, I'll stop.
Ditto. We can just go quickly. I totally agree with everything you said. I was really kind of a little disappointed in the shade structure being the primary feature in phase one, in as much as I really like the inspiration story for all of it. But I'm working on a branding initiative right now where the discussion was, if you have to explain the inspiration for it, it's not working. Mm-hmm. In that somebody walking through it, if they don't immediately get
rivers, estuaries, et cetera, right. et cetera.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
explain it.
Right.
Yeah.
I loved that inspiration story. And I totally agree with Chris. You know, one of the nice things on my role in this is I do see a couple other locations where this would be perfect.
We're going to chat as well.
And I mean, there are other artists that we have followed up with from other parts of competitions the same way. So I see there being potential mm-hmm. for incorporating much of this, but not here.
Right.
Yeah, I'll keep it short. Ditto.
Yeah. Me as well. You know, when I think about the visual concept and that show the sensitivity to Jacksonville's diverse community, I didn't feel it. I love what I see, and I'd love to see it somewhere else, Madam Boyer, but I just don't think it's what we were looking for, at least in my mind, what we're looking for this particular work.
Brian has his
end. I think we're tracking each other. I have the same reaction that it was wonderfully presented, and there was something compelling about the story and the way in which they were mimicking nature in various forms and so forth. And that was wonderful to hear. But I had to ask a question about their sensitivity to racial and cultural issues and to the context of the court itself and the population that tends to be. To be there an awful lot of the time. And so I had the same reaction. I can go on, but I think I'm in agreement with what I'm hearing.
Yes, Kathleen, and then Teresa, we'll get to you in a minute. And I don't know, I think the chat is available also. If anybody wants to text on the chat, please do so. I can't see it, but Ashley will be checking on it.
You can come more.
Kathleen Darcy. Agreed with the points raised. Brian's question on the day, the presentation was wonderful. The question that Brian asked, I thought the response to it was while there was opportunity there, it had not been considered to the extent I would like to have seen it considered. And that kind of gave me pause. And the big issue also for me, in fact, I've been thinking about that question ever since. It's been really playing in my mind and perspectives and different perspectives that folk will bring to this. The big thing also for me is the focus on those shade structures. For me, the most exciting part of this proposal is what's happening elsewhere with these art paths. And the fact that they, again, would be maybe if sometime down the line meant that while I thought this was a wonderful suggestion, I think not quite right.
Teresa, can you hear us or are you still unable to be audible on your side?
I can. I finally figured out how to unmute myself.
No worries. Thank you. We're ready to listen.
Yeah, I just wanted to agree with everyone else. I really do like this concept, but I definitely believe that this location is not the appropriate location for this.
Thank you very much.
I don't want to be redundant. I agree with all of the above, but I do want to really just note and appreciate the sensitivity to security. I thought this was a cool way to use a lot of that space, provide a little shade, but yet still make it a visually viable for our space.
Thank you.
So I have a limited view of who is in the Zoom. Ashley, is there anyone else with a hand up or do we need to, are there any other comments from the panels?
I think you're fine, Helen.
We're fine.
I'm
okay.
With Ashley.
And when hands go up, they go to the top, so you'd be able to
see. Oh,
thank you, Tatiana. Mm-hmm. Also, just so you all know, we will have public comment. That's a question here from Zoom after the discussion and vote is made.
Thank you. Okay. And are we able to move to the third?
Yes.
Here we go.
Chris, you're on a roll.
You tried to speak up first.
When you close your eyes and you imagine what concept one and concept two could be, and you open your eyes to concept three, you're right in the middle. We're right in the middle of the target. From my perspective, I love the team. I love the presentation. I love the element of the design that would be focal for a while until the next phases kick in. I love that entry. I love the fluidity, the organic quality, but yet I love the message. There was no greater team effort to go into the level of thoughtfulness and sensitivity to our city, our community, current social narratives than this team. They hit it out of the park. They were absolutely breathtaking. They brought forth an emotion that no other team brought forth. And when I review something and literally get emotional when I see it, I say there's no other choice. So from my perspective, this was a runaway. And other than going into a lot of the detail, that's how I wanted to start the conversation. And I'm absolutely just enthused and excited about what we could have as an opportunity within this space. I'll leave it at that.
Teresa. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kim. Teresa, we're ready for you. Why don't we continue on the round table?
I've been tickled since I've seen this. Really. Again, non-artist over here, right?
Hey, Jen.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. It takes a second for Zoom to catch up and unmute me. I just wanted to agree with everything Chris said. This presentation by far blew all of the other ones away. I mean, it is just, it's perfect for the location. It's very sensitive to, you know, diversity. And it's going to be amazing.
So, you know, I agree wholeheartedly, and I'll take diversity to inclusion, right? When you walk up to the courthouse for whatever thing brings you here, it may not be so hot. Those two words, if they're going to stay, because I think we had discussions about, you know, what's staying, so to speak, really says we're going to do the right thing. And I personally like that. The other piece is I could think of a bunch of good stuff we can do in that space, you know, and that's what we want. I think when we walk away from this whole decision process is that, you know, different groups around the city can see that this belongs to them. I got a chill that this belongs to them. And it says that we are just. We ain't perfect, but we're just. And I like the message.
Emery Bryant would like to speak when you're done.
I'm done.
Brian, the mic is yours, sir.
Yes, I'm on board with what you both have just said. You know, my great-great-grandfather and grandfather walked through these lands in the early 100 years ago through La Villa on the way to, my great-grandfather worked at the St. James Hotel. And so the space has special meaning for me. And I'm not from here. I'm from Boston because my great-grandfather moved up to Boston. So when I saw the presentation and heard this presentation, I was in tears because it was just, I thought my Noah Rollins would love this. And that was my great grandfather. And he would be proud that I'm among this group of people who are helping to bring this to Jacksonville. Hopefully, I mean, if we go in this direction. And that says a lot about the presentation and the people. I also love the way in which they talked about engaging the community in order to create the final product in circles around the city, and then bringing those circles into the space as a model for, as a structure for conversation. So they really obviously have thought deeply, profoundly about all of the issues connected to the use of the space And then their initial design is just powerful. The words and the concepts and all of that just carry a spirit of collaboration and forgiveness and reconciliation and redemption and all of that kinds of things. So I'm on board with this. I love the team that he brought together and the way in which they connected to each other and to him in reflecting their ideas and his ideas. And even though they hadn't met a lot, as I said, their conversations were obviously deep ones and serious ones. And so I love this. I think you're right. Whoever said it, they hit it out of the ballpark. I think it was Chris, absolutely right in my mind too. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. I won't bore you with repeating what everyone said. My overall comment is, when can he start? but I just feel like this really does what art should do, and that is bring a community together. The scale was spot on. This phase one, it will look like a complete project, and it will only get better with phase two, but I don't think you're going to drive by and think, oh, that's a work in progress. They didn't finish. It was perfect, in my opinion.
Thank you. And I would have to agree on all accounts. And the team, just the consideration that I believe Cliff Garden Studios took to bring that type of a team together, it was phenomenal. So I'm on board.
To be inspired by texts from our city, from our history, to have those words, justice, equality, freedom, and equity, as they said in their presentation, words matter, words last, and they certainly do in this building, but words as art, which is what he's presenting, I was equally moved. I might not be an artist and know the expert presentation, but I am an art appreciator, and this was by far my favorite.
We have a question from the public of whether they can make comment prior to our vote. I know that that's not customary in our standard meetings. Does anybody have an opinion that they would like to share on that basis? Based on the agenda, we have our vote, then we have public comment, which I know is standard.
Are we able to do that? Is there any problem with
that? I don't know.
I think one of the problems that could rise from that is the amount of time that they may take. So that we have to make sure that they're only 3 minutes or less, and they're usually at the end.
We'll follow the agenda. So we're going to go ahead and follow the agenda.
Catherine was going to say something.
I was just going to say that if everyone's mindful that there's a 3-minute limit, mm-hmm. I'm always of the opinion that the more input, the more inclusivity, the better.
Just have to make sure that we keep it under 3 minutes per person, and we control. The thing is that if we don't do it at the end, I don't know how we control the amount of people making comments. I just want to make sure that we all think about that before we make a decision.
So if you're interested in making public comment, could you please raise your hand so I can see the quantity of people that would like to speak?
I'm going to remove the share. Yes?
Yeah.
Or just
okay. Okay. No, I have Corey Driscoll.
Corey. So Corey is the chair of the Art and Public Places Committee, and Corey would like to make a comment. Corey, you know the rules. You have 3 minutes, so we are all ears.
All right. Thank you for allowing public comment before the vote. I really was just curious about that in case other people wanted to make a comment. I'm in agreement with what this panel has found with these three choices. I would say I'm a little bit disappointed, really, that the first two are not more fully realized as designs. What my committee is responsible for approving the process. And so, you know, that's why I'm really watching the meeting, is to, you know, be certain that the process is followed. It does seem like we've gotten a pretty good design, and I just wanted to say that I'm grateful that we got one good choice. I am a little disappointed that we did not garner better designs for the money that was paid for the other designs. And I just felt like it was my duty as a member of the committee to voice that. And that is all. And I think that's well under 3 minutes. Thanks.
Thank you, Corey. We'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please go ahead.
So I agree with everybody else on the committee in terms of the choice. I too was moved by this one and thought it was outstanding. There was one piece of commentary that came up in the discussion that concerned me. And I, at least as one committee member, would like to express my desire. And I don't know how the committee as a whole feels in terms of direction going forward. But in the example slide that we were shown, when you see that justice, the flag coming up and the words on it are words from the Constitution. Mm-hmm. It is all men are created equal, you know, that shows. And in the conversation, it came up that those would not be the words, that they would be the words of the new poets and the new artists. And I really think it is important that some of our traditional texts be part of this as well. I don't mind the idea of the response to that text by someone new in a contemporary setting, but I was really, what I saw and what I judged had that traditional text on it. And I think that traditional text is an important context for the larger words and should be incorporated into the final product.
And what we also discussed was the absolute perfection of the placement coming out of the ground, the foundational words.
Right.
And so just wanted to make sure that, you know, that comment is also added to Lori's share.
Yeah. And if I understood it, I'm so sorry.
No, that was fine.
In his presentation, and correct me if I'm wrong, he talked about with whatever words will be ultimately chosen that we would have some input on that.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you for it. Yes, I was just going to say that when that was brought up to Cliff Garden, the designer, he said that's the purpose of this process, that the words come from the art selection panel as well as the community. So I was open to doing
that. So I do like that idea, knowing that it's not just going to be that will be other things.
Thank you for
combination, that. I think, would make it a...
But I do think whether it's the Constitution or Emancipation Proclamation or whatever of our kind of historic texts, foundational justice texts we want to use, I think there is merit in their inclusion as these, as you said, coming out of the ground, larger print area, and then it goes into the kind of interpretive and more where we are now. I mean, I really... kind of was inspired by that idea.
Yeah. So I didn't hear, so I agree with Lori, but I didn't know that those words wouldn't be used. I was hoping that we could influence that, particularly before maybe the community engagement. So could we influence that the historical verbiage comes out of the ground as described in larger font, and that the living dialogue and results of the community is that ribbon piece.
That's the main idea behind.
Okay.
It.
Well, yes. That would be what
is this is all recorded in our minutes. So
yes. And I think I have them in the minutes, but the large words, the ones that stand out, will be specific, and there's the two that face the street will be very specific to people walking into the courthouse and knowing that there's going to be justice and equity. And then on the way back, it's different words of
But those aren't the words we're talking about.
No,
we got it. Hilda's just explaining.
I understand. I'm just saying. So those were the first words. Then the second size will be the foundation words that could be. They thought it would be from the artist, but when Lori brought that question about that was being from the foundation, probably from the Constitution or anything else, he was very open to that. He said, yes, that's why we want the discussion to happen. And then the little font, the smaller font, would be the written interpretation of the five local writers and poets based on community engagement.
Yes. And
just to clarify,
I'd always be hesitant and prescribing to an artist in very A plus B equals C kind of rules and regulations, I think the point is well made.
Yeah.
But I also think that Mr. Gardner spoke really well to that on the day where he spoke about almost like, or I came away with the notion, whether he said it or I came away with the idea that these were all like lines in a poem or lines which then became chapters, which then became the overall book. And it's part of an ongoing conversation, dialogue, discussion. Those were all the words that I remember from the presentation itself, which was a
beautiful presentation, which hit every area we wanted it to hit, and which I restate what I said then, which is that if people are emotionally moved and there's an excitement that's palpable when you look at a Zoom screen, that when you see the artwork in the real, that's going to be incredibly impactful.
Absolutely. I'd also like to share with you all that the timing is beautiful because, you know, the call to artists has this piece being delivered in June of 2022, the month of our bicentennial. So this is coming together very beautifully. I think it's probably time for us to collect your voting sheets.
One last comment, Jen, if I could, just real quick, just to put a cap on this discussion. You know, the one thing we all have to keep in mind is the fact that we're also picking a team we can work with. And, you know, 10 times out of 10, a concept will never be what's finally implemented. So, you know, just knowing the pliability of the team and their ability to listen is huge. So, you know, you pick the concept, you go with the team, and
it seems like he's...
Well, I do have a question. I do have a question. What is our role after we make this decision?
Sorry, Brian, just a moment, please. Can you start again? We couldn't hear you.
Yes, what is our role after we make this decision? So what I'm hearing is a role with the artist. So I'm not clear on what our role is after we make this decision.
So Brian, the role will be that the art selection panel will be included with the community in listening sessions forthcoming. And then after that point, we will see you at the dedication.
Okay, so that's helful. So the decisions about these kinds of questions are really artistic. They're in the hands. Once we make a decision, we're placing this with our input, naturally, our ideas as part of the community process. But other than that, it's up to Cliff and the group, local group, to determine in their judgment what is best for that
That's
set.
Okay. And all right, I'm going to check the map.
There is a hand up.
Oh, Matt. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. For 3 minutes.
Matt, you have 3 minutes. You can unmute. Can you hear me, Matt? There he is.
Hello, yes, hi. I did not raise my hand. I've just enjoyed listening to the deliberations, and I just wanted to say thank you for having this in a public way. That's very important. Quite impressive, the presentation, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. I'll go ahead and do this real fast. Okay, all right.
We're fine. All right, give us just a sec to quantify the verbal vote before you all vote.
Okay, you wanted to
for 16.
It's just the mouth. She moves the mouth. No,
and the number, I'll write it down.
Yeah, I was ready. I was just waiting for you to tell me when.
Okay, I'm ready.
What's on?
Okay, Walter, 6 points.
Good to know.
Wait, sorry, no. Yes, yeah, thank you. 6 and 3, so that's 9. Cliff, 18.
Judge
the altar.
A little bench right now. Oh, okay. I was late. I have a hearing that went ran long.
9 and 3, so that's 12.
Overloaded.
Matt, RDG, 11. Cliff Barton, 18. Walter Hood, 13. RDG, 12. Barton, 18. Why are these not? Oh, 12. Hood, 12, and 14. Niebuhr, RDG, 8. 14 for RDG. For wood, 15. That's my, that's my. Cliff Garden, 18. Cliff Garden, 18. And that's it. Okay, let's go through them again. You got it? Okay. Good catch.
Hold on, do you just want to check on the chat? Because I see a number three.
Of course.
So just press the area.
Chat.
Okay, I guess that's everything.
Yeah, probably come in this after a vote. Yes, so that's been. Thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm. Zoom experts.
Yes, thank you.
I love having experts. Yeah. Makes my job easier.
We have. We've been Zooming in court for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when we were meeting at the presentations, Judge Hudson would help me too. She would be shouting from the corner.
I have.
The village.
The village, yes, thank you.
Inconsistency of platforms.
Yeah.
So unlike you, which you're always on Zoom.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm jumping from Zoom to Teams. And it's like, oh my goodness, where do I find the button on this one? You know? It's like
that Google one. That's the one.
Yeah.
Google Meet. We've been using. I have the numbers. They've been triple checked with a total of 108 points. Cliff Garden Studios is the winner, followed by Walter Hood at 79 and RDG at 72. Kim, I think it's time for the vote.
Thank you.
Panel. I'll do great.
So do I do the motion first?
Mm-hmm. Yes, do the motion first.
All right, so the Courthouse Art Selection Panel, a public art selection panel confirmed by the Public Places Committee, recommends Cliff Garden Studio artist team, the studio and the team, be awarded the public art contract for the Duval County Courthouse Plaza Public Art Project.
Yay.
Is that a motion?
That is my motion.
Okay. Can I second it? I need seconds.
Second.
Second.
And
okay, second.
And then Kim, if you'll go around and just do the ayes.
All right. And I will start with Judge Salvador.
Aye.
Thank you. Chris Flagg.
Aye.
Catelyn Doherty.
Aye.
Bryant Rollins.
Aye.
Thank you. Anne Marie Knight.
Aye.
Judge Hudson.
She said aye.
I saw the aye.
Me too.
Lori Borey.
Aye.
Thank you. And Teresa Eichner.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Give you a minute.
And Kimberly Kim. Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Unanimous. Unanimous.
All right.
Congratulations, everybody.
Let me see if there's any emails from the public. Please. And no emails.
I'm trying to see that ring.
Courthouse. No emails. No emails.
Oh yeah.
So, yes.
I don't know if it's the appropriate time to ask this question in the agenda, but do we now officially adjourn as a committee so that we can talk to one another about this?
Yes. Or? Yes, ma'am. Okay. That is absolutely the next step. You all are free to talk.
So we so we adjourned from this. And like you said before, we will present this to the Art and Public Places, the process that we went through to select the artists, and they will approve or disapprove the process, not the actual selection of the artists.
Which again is why Corey was.
So yes, and yes,
thank
which
you,
is why Corey's here as well. Thank you, Corey, for being part of this today. So thank you, everyone.
So the process vote takes place to Hilda's point on Thursday, May 27th, and then on Tuesday, June 1st, here on the courthouse lawn with Mayor Curry, we are going to be officially awarding and announcing the artist. because we are contractually obligated to do so prior to June 8th. So we will be doing that on Tuesday, June 1st at 9 a.m. This is open to the public. We would love for you all to be here with us. Yes. And we will be sending a calendar request. We needed to just get through this point. But just so you all know, again, 9 a.m. courthouse, no Zoom because it's outside. So it's in person.
And just for the benefit of those on this group, on May 25th, which is next Tuesday, is the groundbreaking for the district, at which they will be officially announcing the artist they have selected who is working with this, who may or may not have been someone who was in the original
pool.
Submission pool.
Okay, that's exciting.
Well, thank you all so much. This is a really historic moment. And Chris, you could probably say something absolutely beautiful regarding
Don't put me on a spot. You know, what was it, 10 years ago, we fought very hard to get this space. And I was on the architectural design team. It was longer than 10 years. And I remember the presentation of the courthouse with Monroe Street bisecting this space. And I raised my hand. They were giving me the presentation. They were introducing me as the landscape architect of the thing. And, you know, I'm going through, I'm saying, what the heck is that? That space is just being bisected. And so I raised my hand and I interrupted the presentation. And the architect said, yes. And I said, what's up with that road? Why are we continuing Monroe Street? We're on a grid. We're creating somewhat of a super block. Let's make this space something special. And he said, don't go there. That's a highly volatile political issue. Don't touch it because it will sink you. I said, thank you very much. So as I did my landscape architectural plan, I went on a one-person crusade to build momentum related to the ridiculousness of Monroe Street bifurcating that awesome space. So anyway, I look at you, Ms. Boyer, because I know there are systems in place that we had to leave for potential future road.
Well, wait a minute. You got to give me credit for submitting the legislation that made it not get built.
You were an awesome advocate and always have been. And I can't thank you enough for that. And absolutely right. But the beauty of what we did, folks, is we saved that space for something like this. So this is what's so spectacular. This is what's so amazing about this process, to see this come to light. With really something that we had envisioned over a dozen years or so ago. So I'm appreciative of that by all of you. All of you, I think I was so pleased to see the level of the voting and the passion for the space, but no more pleased to know that, you know, we're creating a place that we envisioned when this courthouse was initially conceived. So thank you all.
June is the bicentennial of Jacksonville. And not quite as grand, but it will be the 10-year anniversary of this courthouse June of 22.
Wow. That's right.
So to have that.
It's like a milestone, right?
Yeah. Milestones all around. So I am very much looking forward to June of 22.
So absolutely. That has to be the deadline for non-movable deadline.
Yes, a couple of other quick updates. So we will not be sharing the winner of this until the Art and Public Places Committee confirms that the process is signed, sealed, and delivered, which again, we have no doubts what the process will look like there. However, from a sunshine and making sure that the deliverables are coming in the correct order, you know, legally, that's going to be the next step. After that, when we have the press release on June 1st, I think up until that point, if we could sort of talk about it amongst ourselves so that we can really create a grand unveil for the city of Jacksonville, that would be helpful. And so just again, going back to the sort of process steps that we have to go through, and let's definitely try not to speak publicly about it until the Art and Public Places Committee confirms your process. In addition to that, I wanted you all to know that Hilda is moving to Chicago. And so Ashley and I will be managing this process, and Hilda will be with us until the end of July. Oh, so my hope is that she's with us through the listening session, at least the beginning of it, but just for you all as